Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
It is your free segment from the February 17th, 2021 show, and this is a part of the show that we generally feature every week, and it's a classic advanced system class and fifth segment from Doc. And what Doc would do when he was alive is he would give Doc Love Club members at DocLoveClub.com extras, and it would generally be Doc commenting on something that he either saw or read, or maybe it's something that he just felt passionate about. In this case, it was, is your life ruined without her? Man up. Now, Doc was not talking about the breakup of a long-term relationship, because as Doc would often say, you're not a robot, so if a long-term relationship breaks up, of course you're going to feel bad. But at the time that Doc recorded this, he was getting a lot of calls from guys that maybe had been on one date, two dates, three dates, and they were getting so into the women that they were dating that they were just basically kind of whining about it. And Doc said, listen, don't get into them too early. They're strangers. You have no idea who they are, if they fit into your life, if you fit into their lives, etc. So that's the basis of this. So I'm going to start out with, now this is something that I read. Doc never read the advanced system class, but these were Doc's words. So let's get into the class, and then after that you'll get Doc's take on it.
Is your life ruined without her? Man up. Advanced System Class, Wednesday, October 19th, 2016. I'm going to go on a bit of a rant here. I'm hearing from more and more guys who are so down in the dumps over not having the girl they want, it's disturbing. And what's even worse is most of these guys don't even know the woman they want. Whatever happened to being a man? And I don't mean in a macho boy way, but in a way where you operate your life independent of what she does or doesn't do. I can understand being upset a little more if a long relationship broke up, but to put all sorts of emotion and effort into a woman that is a complete stranger is baffling to me. Some of you sum up whether or not you're a real man or not based on if you have a woman you're attracted to, and you'll point to examples of guys that have pretty ladies and figure you're somehow beneath them. Insert sounds of me gagging here. First of all, you know nothing about this woman you have only recently run across, except that you're physically attracted to her. Second, just like there are guys that are jerks, there are women that are jerks. Some of these hotties you see with other guys are nightmares to be around. However, let's just say she's the nicest, kindest, smartest, best woman in the world, and she doesn't want you. Welcome to the human race. There's 1,000 things we can have in life and 1,000 things we can't have. But Doc, I have so little and other guys have so much. Yes, that's a classic argument. But how do you know what other guys have? How do you know what it's like to live with the women they have? How does it affect your life anyway? Hey, I'm not trying to minimize how you feel. Being lonely and wanting to connect is natural. But some of you take this to an extreme. You take a woman who barely has an idea who you are and doesn't think about you at all, and think that since she doesn't want you, that you're a loser. It's easy to be in that mentality, too. Want to know why? Losers don't have to try. Losers don't have expectations put on them. Losers can take comfort in it's not their fault. You know where the loser mentality comes from? Having a huge ego. Yes, guys that are wimpy can have the biggest egos, ironically. You don't have an ego like Macho Boy, but you wrap that I'm a loser mantra around yourself like it's Linus dragging a security blanket behind him. Your ego cannot handle that she doesn't want you, so instead of getting back up after you're knocked on your butt and figuring out what you have to do for the next girl, it's easy to stay down and complain the fight wasn't fair and no matter what you do, you won't be able to change it. I'm not going to sugarcoat things for you. The system is not a magic formula to getting a girl, but it is a real deal look at how you need to act, live, and improve to have the opportunity to meet and keep Ms. Right. However, putting all your eggs in the Ms. Right basket is dangerous because then you're dependent on her for your own self-worth. Your self-worth can only be determined by you. Sharing with her is fun and awesome, but self-worth is something that cannot be shared. It's 100% on you, so it's your decision as to how you let an external force, such as whether or not you get Ms. Right, determine it. Remember, guys, only you can determine how much she'll control your feelings. Until next week, thanks for your support.
We're going to get Doc's take in just a second, but a few other things that you missed in the show, because it went for about an hour, is a guy that immediately dropped a girl off after she said something to him that he didn't like. Now, was the guy being unreasonable? No, he was not, because she said something very goofy to him. And if this happens to you, you're going to want to do the exact same thing. And then also, in this show, Doc got a call from Portugal. Doc would always say, from Montana to Mongolia, this stuff works. So don't miss it. Join the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com and look for the February 17th, 2021 show. You'll get that show plus hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles. It all grows weekly at docloveclub.com.
The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It is the Advanced System Class, the fifth segment for Doc Love Club members only. No one else gets this, only you guys. And, you know, we've been getting more and more callers, and the title of this article is Your Life Ruined Without Her, Man Up. Well, we get more and more callers that get so into these women after one date, two dates. I mean, hey, we understand if you've had a long-term relationship breakup, if you had your marriage break, of course you're going to be bummed out. But these guys really, Doc, they get bummed out over not being able to be successful with strangers. On one side, I understand you're kind of disappointed because you really wanted this girl to be the one. You wanted her to be Ms. Right. But on the other side, man, she's a stranger. You don't know her. And, Doc, you gotta put your system pants on and get back into the ring.
You know, there's a sentence here you have that we wrote that it really jumps out at me. It says, losers take comfort in that it's not their fault. When a girl breaks a date, it's not my fault. Girl won't go out with me on the second date, it's not my fault. I can't get a home phone number to save my life, it's not my fault. Nothing is my fault. The question that you should ask is there any way I could possibly be better than I am? Are there certain guys who are more successful with women than other guys? These type of things, he can't do this because of his ego. And as I say in the book, that when it comes to men and women, they don't want to hear this stuff. It's sad. And you know, the guy's going through his third divorce, and he says, "Well, you know, women are all nuts." And I said, "They're not nuts. You're nuts because you're going through the third divorce. You think after the first two you'd learn, and you just struck out three times. You're a three-time loser with women. And now some guy in Colorado, 1,000 miles away, he's raising your two daughters." But I will give Doc Love $99. Ego. No, ego. It's amazing.
I appreciate you saying that, Doc. You know, I know that that was a contribution that I made to this article. And yeah, it really is listening to you over the years. The one thing that you always don't let guys do is because you're like that gruff coach and that knows that a guy can do better, and you know that the guy has to go through his push-ups and his wind sprints and running the routes precisely to be a champion, whatever sport you want to relate this to. And it is all about not making excuses, and it is all about improving. Sure, you know, you get knocked down and you're gonna be a little upset, you're gonna be a little kind of disappointed, disheartened. As you always say, Doc, these guys aren't robots. But guys that continually fall into a pattern of, oh, okay, there it is again, I knew it, I'm a loser, and I'm just not going to try anymore. Doc, those are the guys that are just never going to break through and be the champions they can be. And I know that the one thing that you cannot forgive in the system is a guy that refuses to pick himself back up and get back in the game.
Get up and start swinging, but don't repeat the same mistakes that made Ms. Wright leave. Great show.
Absolutely,
Jeff.
Doc.
Doc Love Club members, we love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to go to DocLove.com. More free content for you, a free dating course, a free podcast, and even a contest you can enter. We'll see you next week. Thanks for being here.